Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me here on this, the 80th episode of the IR Simplified podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about communication and why it is one of the most effective things that you can do to simplify industrial relations. So, without further ado, let's get on with it. In the previous episode of the podcast, we spoke about something that could be classed as inward communication, that is the managers getting out there and the people at the top of the food chain actually getting out from behind their desk and walking the floor and talking to the team that are out there and finding out what their interests are, their passions are, and all that sort of good stuff. So, you know, that is inward communication. So that is you're finding stuff about your team, you know, you're bringing the information, the communication in. In this one, we're going to be talking about outward communication, and this is the information that the company sends out to the team members. So, you know, this could be through a, you know, depending on the size of the business, through a weekly or fortnightly newsletters. I wouldn't be too keen on going monthly because it could be the point of, you know, where nothing really, you know, it could be overlooked because it's something that just happens once a month. It's like, yeah, all right. And there's too much of a gap between newsletters. And the other thing too is that before we start getting into the content of the newsletters and deliverability and all that sort of stuff, what I would be doing is I'd be adding some sort of incentive for people to actually read the newsletter. So that is either a random clue, a seek and find thing, where you do some sort of treasure hunt or something like that. But you know, anything that you get your employees reading the newsletters, offer some sort of reward, you know, double pass to the movies. What's that about? Is that about $20 now, $30? Is it $15 a ticket or something like that? You know, things like that could be depending on a $20 iTunes or Google Play voucher or something like that. But you know, something that it gets them inspired to read, it gets them open to read it. Or you could even do it if you're sending it out by email, you know, you could do a random prize draw where you can set up notifications. So if someone opens their email, bang, you get an email notification saying, oh, you know, Bill Smith has opened their emails. You could do a random one where you just pick one name out of the hat of the person who's opened their email and bang, you know, give them a prize or something like that. So this is the thing, you know, there's so much that you can do to keep your team informed of what's going on. And the thing, same with the inward communication, the outward communication is that if you're not doing it to your staff, your team, or whatever you want to call them, someone else will. And that someone else is either going to be the newspapers and your employees are going to be that upset that they're finding stuff out about it in the newspaper rather than from, you know, the powers that be with inside the organization. Or it's going to be a union official who's going to come around and say, you know, create something. Oh, you know, we heard this or this could be happening. Or, hey, you know, this is happening in the organization up the road. You know, we better make sure it doesn't happen here. And, you know, it's that sort of stuff that we need to stop. We need to stop it if we want to simplify industrial relations. Stop having third parties communicate your yourself. You should be able to have all your employees aware of what's going on in the business. And this ties tie in with the open book management approach that I've been talking about earlier on in the year and last year. So this is the thing, as I said, communication out. Fortnightly at the most. Don't pin it on the notice board. You know, you could include a PDF when the pay slips, but sometimes that might be a bit difficult depending on the payroll system and all that, whether it's an emailed out. If it's an employee self-service one, you wouldn't be able to attach it to the pay slips anyway. So my thoughts are, go through email. You should have everyone's email addresses anyway on the application forms and personnel forms. If the employee doesn't have an email, post them out a copy and, you know, let them know that, hey, you know what, if they open it up and let us, you know, let come in and say, see Bill Smith and say, oh, you know, I read that letter that you sent out. So, you know, that's confirmation that so that they're included in the, you know, the lucky hat draws. That's the thing. Now, with emails, if you haven't got a company-wide email system set up, that, you know, most services, like I use Drip for all my emails, they are free for under 100 subscribers. You know, if your organization is bigger than 100 employees, you know, pay a little bit more for it. And I mean, you think about the level of engagement with that, is that, you know, it's the amount that you're paying in that will pay off. So it's not going to be too much of a drama. So what should you include in the newsletters? Obviously, depending on the size of the organization and the frequency of the organization and things like that. If you're doing it fortnightly, I would include let's say you've got 80 employees. I would be including a short little, spotlight on so-and-so. So where you talk about one of the team members. I would do two. For most of them, I would actually make sure one of management is there. So people know who the particular managers are. And obviously, you know, you can say, oh, you know, they're a fan of this football club. They play golf on the weekends. On weekends they ride motorbike XYZ. Also do one with the team members too. So you've got two there. When you get to the point of running out of managers to do a little bit of a profile on, I'd be talking around, you know, having a look at having some sort of like, tips for the weekend or what I do to relax or, five questions or, 2 minutes in the spotlight or something like that, just something to keep the engagement up. So then you let your team, you know, let the employees know more about the manager. So the managers seemed to be more approachable because you're finding out, hey, you know, oh yeah, they ride Harley Davidsons on the weekend, or they've got a Royal Enfield Pegasus motorbike that they ride on the weekends or something like that. Depending on the size of the organization, you're bound to have someone that also rides a motorbike on the weekends or may even ride a bike as a daily commuter. That's a point of communication with them. That's something that they can talk about and things like that. They're just that there's so much that you could do. So that's the warm and fluffy bit. For company information, just say, oh, okay, you know what, in the last fortnight we've done this, this has been XYZ, projections are looking to be on target or a bit below target or above target. Oh, you know, we're going to be applying, there's a couple of government tenders going on that we're going to be applying for over the next period of whenever, and just leave it like that. Any bad news that you have to break, I would do that in person first and then via the newsletter, because that's the thing. No one likes reading about bad news, especially if it's read in the paper or a union official comes along and you know, hands out a newsletter saying, oh, you know, organization XYZ is going to close, you know, 15 stores or whatever. I was going to downsize the workforce. So this is the thing. Bad news, put it out in person. So at least they've heard it from you, and it gives them a chance to ask any questions. Now, doesn't necessarily have to be a big roundtable meeting and all that sort of stuff, you know, big toolbox meeting or everyone gets called off. Do it that, you know, it could be done by a webinar as well. Webinar Jam, the one that I use, you get 500 attendees or 500 people that can turn up to your webinar, and that's about $500 US a year. That's for the webinars. You could do something like that. You could do a live stream, and the benefit with that is that you could do a pre-recorded webinar. So you're saying, oh, okay, this is the news that we're going to break. So they're doing that. Though you'd also have chat. So then whoever's there, a real-time chat. So whoever's got any questions, they can answer the questions there in the chat box on the side and have it answered in real time rather than, you know, send an email through and then gets back to them and all that sort of stuff. So, but, you know, that's things that you could do if the, you know, if you can't, you know, have the team take time off for, to hear the bad news, whatever the bad news is. Hopefully you don't have to do it that often. And this is the thing, you know, you do that. Just there's no reason why any organization should be out communicated by a third party. It's one of those things that really baffles the head. So what else was there? Yes, emails and all that. So, you know, The other thing I would be looking at doing too is creating some sort of probably, you know, you could do it fortnightly as well, as a fortnightly podcast where the content of the newsletter or whatever's in the newsletter is read out by the big chief, so the CEO, managing director, or whatever it is. Now, you know, and you can send that out to the in an email, or you know, include a link to subscribe to the podcast or download from their website, or whatever it is. Now, the idea with that is that not everyone wants to sit down and read an email. Sometimes they want to, okay, they might listen to the email on the way home from work because, you know what, they're driving, they've got a couple, you know, half an hour to waste. Where they're not actually doing anything. So, yeah, let's listen to the company newsletter. And the thing is, though, it's coming from the boss. It's not coming from someone else, you know, someone in HR advisor or something like that. It is coming from the boss. And this is the thing. If the boss hasn't, if the organization hasn't got half an hour to sit down once a fortnight, once a week, however often you do it, to create something that will improve engagement within the workplace, well, honestly, I don't hold any hopes for the organisation, because, you know, if you're that time poor, well, you do need time management skills. You do need to actually seriously sit down and look about why you're in business and what you've got employees for. So, but, you know, that's the thing. I'll kick in the soapbox back under the bench now, because I want to make sure I don't get back on that one. But, you know, this is the thing. There is no reason why the managers and the bosses can't take half an hour out of their week or their fortnight, or as I said, you know, weekly or fortnightly at the most, at the biggest gap, to create, you know, half an hour of a podcast, reading a script that someone else has written, you know, adding their bit to a newsletter and things like that. So, you know, it's all that stuff, that the little things that make employees feel valued and appreciated in the organization. So anyway, that's it. I'm not going to rant too much more about that one. Next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to be talking about next week. We'll be touching a little bit on the No More Mushrooms thing. And yeah, so anyway, thanks for listening. You'll be able to find the show notes for this one at irsimplified.com.au/episode80. That is episode 80. My name's Cameron Blewett. This was the IR Simplified podcast. Bye for now.